Welcome back to Cozy Woman Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is season 21, and this is episode 15. Cameras should be in the classroom. Because we need to see everything and proof of what's really going on with our children. Especially if you live in America, because we have a government system that does not have rules and regulations that protect our children when they're at school, that protect our children when they're in a classroom, that protect our children when someone, grown man or woman or child, decides to make a manifesto and go into a school with a weapon. And all we have to do in those situations is wait outside and hope that one of our kids is not one of the names of the children being harmed. And that shouldn't be a thing, right? But because those who protect the companies who make great profits off of weapons and guns, and they put their hands and their money into politics, no politician will ever bring that up in a room to say, how can we limit this? And you can't tell me anything different, because this country makes decisions based upon money. This country puts laws in place based upon money. So if no politician wants to bring up gun reform or certain laws and protection with people who have guns, or if your child may have access to your guns in your home, let alone, why is there a 13-year-old who can have 24 shotguns and pistols and ammo in a household and their parents not know? How, right? But this is the country that we live in. Even when it comes to children harming other children or bullying, if we get to see it in the classroom, if we get to see the hallways of our students who go to these schools, walk these hallways, and who entered the bathroom and who left the bathroom, and what time did they do this, and what time did it, if we can see and have access to that, a lot of parents' minds will be at ease. And that is why I'm just saying cameras should be in the classroom. And if we don't have access to those cameras, administration should have access to those cameras. Teachers should have access to those cameras. Because when a fight starts, or when a fight is initiated, or when bullying is initiated, I would like y'all to see how it started. I would like you to tell me who did what. I would like evidence to be, possibly, if something happens and it has to go to court, to be seen on what took place. We cannot be in a digital world where we allow students to have access to their phones in a classroom, but parents do not have access to what's going on in the classroom. And that is why I did this episode today. I truly believe we need to have cameras in the classroom. We live in a world where anything could happen anywhere, especially where your kids and teachers are, when you are elsewhere, when you are at work, when you are going to that doctor's appointment, when you are out of town. Most daycares and classes in the daycare have cameras. Elementary school, middle school, and high school need surveillance. Kids do too much and have access to too much these days, not for us not to know what's going on, for us not to be able to have a play-by-play of the day. Too much of what they shouldn't be doing is happening in these hallways, in these classrooms, and we do not see it. And it is completely ridiculous for us to think one adult in a classroom of 24 middle schoolers would be able to see and peep everything. It is crazy for us to see so many students, sometimes are taller than us, bigger than us, stronger than us, who do not have the emotional or mental ability and matureness to stop a situation all the time and just be like, you know what? Whatever happens in the classroom happens in the classroom. We have to take other students' word for it. No, we should be able to see. whether it's throwing things, bullying, fighting, inappropriate touching, stealing, interpreting what teachers are doing, sleeping in the classroom, eating in the classroom, passing around food or other things that they shouldn't be passing around in the classroom, I would like to see. If kids knew they could be seen, they would refrain from doing what they shouldn't. Less dependent on who said,
"My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout."
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Versus what actually happened, right? If they know somebody is viewing this at the end of the day or in the next hour, they will be reluctant to do what they're thinking. We can also see who tried to walk or who goes into a building. My child's school has lots of security. Both of their schools. The doors cannot open unless someone in the office opens it, and you do not have access to the main part of the school. You only have access to go into the office, and then you have to be buzzed in to the actual school if you are allowed to go in the actual school. And you do not get to walk around in the school without somebody escorting you to where you are supposed to be going. And I love that for me, but every school is not set up that way, let's be honest. And that is a problem. Because nobody wants to send their child to school knowing they're not going to be safe. Parents could check on their kids and see where in the classroom the problem is. Why are they distracted? At what time are they doing these things every day and distracting the classroom? Your kids will learn to be accountable for what they do a lot faster. Staff can review the video and the footage and be more consistent with what's actually happening in their classroom while they're teaching. And when kids are older, they start to think that they can get away with certain things because nobody's looking. Integrity starts with your children in elementary school. Integrity should be flowing into what they do in middle school and the choices that they make and the results of their choices. High school, it should be very apparent that you just can't do what you want to do. You just can't say what you want to say and there not be a consequence, okay? When kids are older, they need to understand how the world works. And kids will lie about the simplest things just to see if they can. They will try parents, they will try teachers, and sometimes some kids will even try authority. But as long as we remain the adults, the mature thinking adults, the ones with the common sense, okay, we can reel them in. But there's no reason why parents cannot have access to what's happening in that classroom. Emergencies can be preventable and assisted with much faster. If we can see what's happening in that classroom, if we can see what's happening in the hallways when there's dismissal, if we can see who came in and at what time did someone leave out, we have to stop thinking that things are not happening at school with our kids, because it is. They spend more time at school when it comes to this country than they spend at home with us, unless they're homeschooled. You know, and that's a very expensive and rare thing for families to do, because sometimes the main person in the home works. Sometimes two jobs. Sometimes both parents work. And to be able to homeschool your child is, that is, hey, lucky you, right? But and on the other end, do you have the capacity to homeschool your child at the level they need to be homeschooled? And there have been laws put in place to change how you get to homeschool your child, but that's a whole nother story. We don't have to wait to know. And that is my whole point about this episode is, if you have cameras on your watch, if you have cameras on your phone, if you have cameras that are hooked up to Wi-Fi, why can't parents see that? Why can't parents access that? Why can't the administration of the school access that? They should be able to access that. If there is a fire extinguisher in the classroom, I think by law there should be a camera that's accessible by at least administration in each classroom. I think that will help a lot of parents feel a bit more at ease, especially with elementary school kids, with them being at school. I'm for it. It's 2025. Let's all be for it. Cameras need to be in the classroom. Children can have their privacy in the bathroom. Okay, I'm not saying let's put cameras in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? But that hallway, those classrooms, that gym, we need to see it. We need to be able to access it. Thank you. My name is Shan. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you are enjoying your fall time. I know I am. This weather is amazing. Be good to yourself. Be good to your kids. And do not be the reason why your kids have to grow up and go to therapy. If you feel like there is something you need to do for yourself, please take the time out, make the time, and take yourself to a therapist. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.